First Friday's really got some action going in Chinatown, and now they're trying to do the same thing for families on Second Saturdays. The idea is to enjoy Honolulu's downtown, from the Hawaii State Art Museum, Hai Sam, which is free all the time, to the produce stalls and pho cafes way on the other side of Chinatown on River Street. Second Saturdays will be injecting a little art making into that scene.
Erasing that fear of failure. There's just such an immediate visceral response to working with materials.
Artist, art educator Sue Atta's been combining counseling and art making for over 30 years. She says art experiences carry over into life.
So, you know, playing with clay or paper mache or wire, there's a side benefit to doing art where we feel better and we become mindful and present to the moment.
Atta says people's chattering brains shut up when they're trying to, for example, drop spots of purple, rose, and gold into a widening pool of water.
In the moment when the children or the adults are engaged in a creative activity, they can forget about the trauma. They can focus on something that is feeding their soul.
Every Saturday, Chinatown rules for getting a satisfying brunch, cruising some local fashion, and buying veggies for the week. But every second Saturday, you can discover art too, like Youth Speaks, Hawaii's seminal slam poetry group. It's evolved according to participant Malia Durden, who says it's still open mic poetry, but it's not a competition.
Which is super cool because the whole dynamic of our second Saturday poetry slams are changing.
It's called Pacific Tongues, still all ages, and every week there's a different topic.
And so it's just a great place for people in the community to educate each other.
This Saturday, the focus will be on love, especially LGBTQ experiences.
Oh my goodness, yes. I'm like super excited for the slam. A whole bunch of people are going to come out. We're going to have a lot of fun. Let's collaborate because we can really do something here, you know?
This Saturday, Pacific Tongues at Mark's Garage, 2 p.m., starting at 10 a.m. at Mark's.
We're thinking this is the beginning of the new year, and people are making sort of reminders of what they want to carry with them throughout the year.
Atta and her team want you to make things, to experience losing yourself, if just for a minute.
And so that's what art does. I really, truly believe that. I've seen it. They just delight and are ultimately surprised by, wow, I created this painting. I've never touched watercolor before in my life.
Whatever you make is going to look spiffy. Ready to hang because Atta and Louis Pohl Gallery are providing frames and wrap for your final project. As you're heading down Hotel Street toward the best bananas, avocados, and dim sum on the island, stop at Next Door. That party palace is having a craft fair, and it's not the usual. There'll be handcrafted rugs, aloha wear aprons, and those Kauai coffee burlap tote bags. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.